Franciscan Media, and the Catholic Communication Campaign present Sharing Faith. Each week, we spotlight the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Catholics engaged in discipleship and the new evangelization. Here's producer Judy Zarek.
52-year-old Julie Cragen owns St. Mary's Bookstore and Church Supply in Nashville, Tennessee. She grew up Catholic, but didn't necessarily have a strong devotion to Mary. That changed, however, when she graduated from college.
I backpacked over to Europe after college, and when I landed in Lourdes, I stayed for a couple of days by myself, and that really pretty much changed my life as far as the Blessed Mother and the graces we receive from her and praying the rosary and really the whole Marian shrine, Mary's apparitions, her guidance through my life, the whole thing. It was just an extremely moving, life-changing experience for me.
Besides Lourdes, Julie's visited the popular Marian sites of Fatima and Medjugorje. But now she's writing a book about Marian shrines that can be found right here in the United States.
And what started this was I was speaking with one of the girls in the office, and she was saying, oh, you know, how she'd wish she could do something like go to Lourdes. And she said, but, you know, she would never get out of the country. And she knows, I mean, she knows that about herself. And, I started thinking, you don't have to leave the country. You don't even have to leave your own couch, you know, to have an encounter, to accept the graces that Mary has waiting for us. There's hundreds of shrines and grottos and basilicas, you know, here in the United States. I mean, every one of our cities have them. Mm-hmm. And I think oftentimes we don't think to visit. We don't think to visit Mary like, you know, like we might take the time or the opportunity to do it when we're just traveling through. The kids and I jumped in the car this last summer, and we started traveling to these different Marian shrines, and it's a pretty amazing experience.
Through some online research, Julie found around 138 shrines listed around the country, and that doesn't include the many that are at individual churches or locations that don't have a presence on the web.
And people are there. I mean, in the heat of the summer, you know, and people are there, and they're visiting, and every single time, Judy, it seems like there's something to do with her leading us to Christ. After several of them, my youngest, who's 11, started searching for that. We were in St. Louis, and she came and said, oh my gosh, Mom, Eucharistic Adoration is in the very back chapel right now. You know, I mean, it was that type of thing where she started searching for Christ, like, where's Mary leading us? Why is she leading us there? And Christ has got to be here because she always leads us to Christ. The Blessed Mother, I feel like she takes me to her son, and that's where I need to be.
The shrines were as varied in their appearances as the distinct locations where they were found.
My favorite shrine was the Miraculous Metal Shrine. I think that was probably the most moving for me because it meant so much for my younger daughter. Now, my husband, he loved the Black Madonna Shrine in Missouri. There wasn't even anybody there, and it needs some work. You know, we're like, it needs some work, but a lot of them do. But he was moved by the whole story of, you know, the priest who came from another country and, you know, and built that shrine and everything in honor of Mary.
Through the book that she's writing, Julie wants other people to be able to experience the closeness she feels with Mary, even if they can't travel to another country or another state.
I think that at the foot of the cross, Jesus gave us his mother to be our mother. Mm-hmm. And I think in this world that we live in, we're poor. We are all poor. And I just think who better to give it to us than, you know, than our mother. She's there to give us everything we need. And these shrines, it's almost like she sits and waits for us to ask her for these graces. I think she's calling us to these places to be, you know, to give us comfort. to give us what we need for our journey. The devotions are there for people to even use in their own home, you know, to sit with it, to envision it, to sit with Mary and to be blessed, to be, you know, given what we need.
As summer is quickly approaching, you might jump online and see if there are shrines in your own city. Mary just might be waiting for you there. For Sharing Faith, I'm Judy Zarek.
You've been listening to Sharing Faith, produced by Franciscan Media, funded in part through the Catholic Communication Campaign of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Join us each week for encouragement and inspiration, helping you to embrace the call to discipleship and the new evangelization.